But his name is Brian Kavanaugh, and I really, really like him. And we've gotten so many people ask about, and this would be called a plug, so we have to say it's a plug, but about Altitude Sports. And they're a sponsor, as you know, with Cut the Cord and Free TV, and he's just a good guy. And he was in the area. We asked him to come in. Amen. Good morning.
Morning to you. Thanks for having me.
No, we were talking about you've been all kinds of places in the world, never been to Europe. Yes. So you're a young guy. Wait till you get old. Then you go to Europe when you're old. You know,
I guess so.
You do adventure travel now when you're young and dumb. But
and the kids kind of keep me locked in, too. So.
Yeah, ski season starting.
Yeah.
All's well in the world. Yes.
Yeah. Early.
Yeah. Way early.
Yeah.
If I could get rid of this cold, I think I'd be skiing this weekend to get rid of this cold.
You got your scarf. You're ready.
I am ready. What's going on with Altitude Sports? And who's why did it turn into that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in the industry a long time. You know, big telecom for 13 years before I started Free TV, you know, almost 10 years ago now. And there's a lot of things that have been broken, and they're really not getting fixed. They're just getting worse. You know, what's happened, especially this year already, just through three quarters, you know, basically about 5 million people have cut the cord from cable and satellite. Mm-hmm. But the problem is content prices, just like they are every year, they're going up and up and up. And when that happens, something's got to give. You know, there's a lot less people around to pay for these content price increases. So what you have is more blackouts. You know, there was CBS blackout, there's HBO blackouts, Altitude blackout. Like every week
here
is something different.
And
you know?
I'm not a sports follower, but the big one was hockey and basketball.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, we know there's a very powerful owner. Was that just a showdown?
Yeah, I mean, it's the content prices going up, you know, the Altitude Sports, in other words. And it's the cable and satellite guys, they don't have a choice. They have to raise prices, you know, because there's a lot less people around to pay for those content price increases. So it's basically just a showdown. And what's different here in this market is it's not a huge market, you know. I mean, we like to think it is because we're all about Altitude Sports. But at the end of the day, if they look at their numbers, the cable and satellite guys are looking at their numbers and they're saying, hey, like, there's not a lot of people watching this channel. So why were we paying more and more and more? So they're just kind of drawing a line in the sand and saying, hey, like, this is kind of where we're at. We don't want to pay you anymore.
All of a sudden on mine.
Because we can't afford to.
You know, on my cable. I'm a huge TCM fan. Turner Classic Music.
That's related.
I don't. Is it related?
It is related. Same concept, basically.
Well, I have to subscribe.
Yeah, exactly. So another local cable provider, really major cable provider across the whole nation, they decided to put Turner Classic Movies into a sports bundle.
Why?
That makes no sense logically, right? It has nothing to do with sports. It's just old movies.
Yeah,
and here's what's crazy. That there's all kinds of – there's 50, 60 channels for free, including locals, but a whole bunch of older movies, older TV shows off of an HD antenna. Where you're not paying anything,
but
$0 a month forever. You know, but it's the same. It's the same problem. Is Comcast, all these cable and satellite guys, they're just thinking of sneaky ways to basically raise your bill. It's all the same stuff that's been going on in cable and satellite forever. It's just going to get worse, though. You know, so if you're sitting around thinking it's going to get better, it's not. It's going to get worse.
What strikes
more
me?
Blackouts, more price increases, but they'll just do it in sneaky ways. This fee, they'll move Turner Classic Movies up to the next tier. You know, stuff like that. You can get Turner Classic Movies easily, separately.
I don't have it.
In a bundle for a lot less money.
You know, there used to be my sleeping pill was put an old movie on, you know, and there's two places I could get them. Now, and this is really principal because of my kids, I got into Netflix.
Yeah.
And there is brilliant stuff on Netflix. I mean, people can argue with the politics of Netflix, but they have there's documentaries that you would have never seen anyplace else. A lot of British stuff, a lot of South African stuff, a lot of stuff out of Australia, a lot of World War II.
I think there's a Netflix effect that's going on, which really is part of the reason we're so busy and part of the reason 5 million people have cut the cord, because people look at their cable and satellite bill and they're looking, I'm paying, hey, $200 a month.
Right.
They look at their Netflix bill and I'm paying like $10, $12
that's
a month.
It.
And I'm watching Netflix half the time, and I'm watching cable and satellite less than half the time. And they're like, why am I doing this?
And I have found myself. Billy
and yeah, Thorpe, it's true. Why are you doing that?
Billy Thorpe and I, and I come home now from work, and I have my set aside a couple hours to read and prep for the show. But on my little tablet, stupid little tablet, I have all this stuff that my kids have taught me how to do, and the things that I want to read. and it loads up for me, and I, you know, and sit down, make a salad, and turn it on, and I don't have TV on. Sometimes I just don't turn television on until I want to watch, see how Channel 9 stumbles, and so I'm serious. I mean, I don't watch.
You do it for research purposes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's I do it for sport. But, I mean, my point is and I'm going to myself, and then, like last night, I've been fighting this cold, and so I would, and I looked, they had the red shoes, it was on TCM, because I know I was going to talk to you, and I thought, no, any other, I would watch that, because it's a great classic film.
Yeah.
And I ended up watching the evil circle around Hitler, which was infinitely better, on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why am I popping for all this stuff?
Yeah, and
but
you know,
I'm going to come back to Altitude if I can.
Yeah, yeah.
So if people want to watch the Rockies or the Avalanche, the Rockies, they, pardon me, watch the Avalanche. And Nuggets, by the way, the time will come for the Rockies then, would it not? I mean, wouldn't somebody decide to make bucks on that?
Yeah, I mean, there's always
or
something.
The Broncos?
Every month there's something new, you know? I mean, it's a different blackout every month.
I get so many questions. What do the Yankees do? Don't the Yankees have their own? Or?
Yeah, they've actually signed a deal, too, where you can even access the Yankees from anywhere. So if you're a sports fan of the Yankees, it's actually really easy just to get that a la carte, where you're literally just paying for Yankees games separately by cutting the cord. Obviously, at Free TV, you know, that's what we specialize in, is helping people find the content they want for a lot less money and, you know, a lot more freedom. So there's no contracts. You can do what you want when you want.
And I, like I said, I don't watch sports. I'm not making myself great. I just don't have an interest.
Yeah.
But can people watch hockey and basketball now, Denver teams? Can they watch it?
I would say a vast majority of the local Front Range can't watch Altitude Nuggets games. Now, even with what we're doing, like, they actually they're getting creative. They actually put for free over the air on an antenna a couple games, the Nuggets game, you know, Avs games. You can get all the major games, you know, that are, even if you cut the cord, you know, for a lot less money too, where they're on, you know, the games you care about, the games that are on ESPN and whatever, you know, NBC Sports Network, stuff like that. So
I can't buy fights now.
Yeah,
I mean, you big UFC, and I would pay. You know, there's a couple of fights I wanted to see, and
because you're stuck with your cable provider, and they don't offer that. And
what happened between UFC and Comcast?
There's always something, right? Comcast just didn't feel like paying for it. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
I mean, you're paying $50, $60 sometimes for those fights.
Well, and the great thing about what we're going to hook you up with is you'll be able to say, hey. You're more in control. It's what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. You can just go and get UFC separately. And you can stream all that stuff and get it right front and center on your TV.
Billy gets the pro wrestling stuff. And
Same with WWF, all that.
And it's
just say, hey, this is what I want to watch.
Billy said
we're kind of programmed into this way of thinking, I got to pay $200 for the bundle. I got to deal with these contracts and extra box fees and HD fees and broadcast TV fees and sports TV. I mean, like, all that stuff is in the past. The problem is if you don't do something about it, you know, like call us, 303-794-8600. Or Free TV, FreeTV.com. You know, that's the way you get it started.
Yeah, just when he's stopping by, it's Free TV, and choose this. I mean, you guys will negotiate the guys out of their other deals and get rid of cable and get rid of satellite, and will people then be able to see the Nuggets and Avs?
Yeah, I mean, you can't see the Nuggets and the Avs even if you're paying $200 a month for most cable and satellite right now. With what we do, you'll be able to see select games, and then maybe the Avs and Altitude bring it separately a la carte at some point. 98% of the cable channels, your Turner Classic Movies, your UFC, all that stuff, 98% of the channels are actually available when you cut the cord.
Why won't those sports teams make the deal?
It's all about the money. They actually are losing money on the deal.
They have to be.
So, and, you know, it's the same deal, right? 5 million people this year have cut the cord. Content prices are going up. So there's this impasse, basically.
As a history reader, this is a true story, from at least from what I've read. When radio starts to, they want to broadcast baseball games. And KDKA, the first commercial one, they're going to take the Pirates. And the league, literally, the thinking in the league at the time was, if we give people these games broadcast for free, they won't come to the games. And in fact, it was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
They built excitement, more and more people. And the Yankees, I mean, this is the time where, you know, when Ruth arrives and Gehrig and, you know, and the Pirates, they set the stage.
Yeah.
And then the other great story is, I think it was NBC had, CBS had college football, NBC had pro football, Saturday and Sunday broadcast. And then the AFL gets invented, and ABC goes in and makes the deal for the old AFL. And these guys are so smart. And they launch Monday Night Football. And there was I've just got done reading this stuff. And somebody said, why was Monday Night Football a hit? Well, first of all, you had the right people calling the game. Yeah. But number two, bettors. Mm-hmm. And they had lost their rear ends on college ball, pro ball, and the chance to get even. No, I'm serious. It's a heart attack. It was the gamblers to break even on Monday night, one more game to bet on. And now now we got football tonight, right? Yeah, Thursday night games. And then it begins again. But they said, you know, it was Aldridge, Rune Aldridge, was so brilliant. He saw that, and he made the deals. And then comes the deal with Pete Rozelle, and they're gonna make the deal. But it was all about, as you just pointed out, it was all about the money.
Yeah, it always is, right?
Yeah, I've never misses. Do the phone number one more time.
Yeah, so if you're looking to cut the cord, same channels, same services, legally, just a lot less money, a lot more freedom, give us a call, free TV, freetv.com, and then 303-794-8600.
Can you, what the guy want, Billy? He wanted to know recorders.
We had a caller off air that was curious, Brian, if you guys offer a digital recording service that is programmable, where he can say, like, tonight I'm not going to be home, I can record the football game, and then, you know, when I get home later on. So they do offer that.
You can do it.
100%.
There's the answer. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
And it's I can do the website, free TV. I like it. FREETVEE.
Yep.
You the man. All right, we'll go ski this year.